Jack Michaels with quarterback Brock Jensen. And Brock, first of all, how was the summer? Let's start there.
It was really good. You know, we grinded really hard this summer. You know, Coach Kramer, our strength coach, he got after us every week, you know, 5 days a week, no days off, you know, pushing us to our limit. And we got better this summer.
Guys are pretty excited to walk into this camp. I mean, it's funny talking to Coach Bull. You know, the expectations are so high. But the kicker is, you know that. He knows that, the team knows that, the town knows that, and you guys have an ability just to kind of push that underneath and say, you know what, we still got a job to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we wouldn't want the expectations, you know, to be any higher. You know what I mean? We love that they're high, but at the same time, we have a new team this year. You know, we're trying to three-peat. There's no question about that. But you know, it's important to take it one practice at a time and one game at a time. You know, things just don't happened because we went back to back. You know, it takes a lot of hard work and determination, and it takes a focused group of guys to accomplish what we're trying to do.
I was chatting with Ryan Smith and some of the other guys about that. Normally, athletes that have a little something to prove or a chip on their shoulder. For you, years ago, it was winning that number one spot at quarterback. Now that's sealed. You've only lost two games in a couple of years yourself and two championships. But where is that chip? What is it? Is it the fact that they're trying to three-peat, trying to pick off another FBS team, be better in numbers individually than you were a year before? Where are those hurdles and chips for you, Brock?
You know, I think just being able to prove to people that, you know, we can three-peat is a big part of our chip on our shoulder. You know, some people think we can, some people think we can't. You know, I think it starts with just, you know, game number one down there in Kansas State. You know, it's a huge game for us. You know, we're going to have a chip on our shoulder going down there. A lot of people don't think we can pull off a win, but, you know, it matters what the guys in the locker room think and what our coaches think. So, you know, we're going to go down there and we're going to give them our best shot and look up at the scoreboard and see how we did.
It's interesting, you know, years ago you think, boy, if we just played with Kansas State, you know, that'd be a little notch in our belt right there. I don't sense that from you guys. You're going down there as a business trip.
Absolutely. That's what Coach Bull says. And, you know, we take every away game like that, and, you know, it's a business trip. We're going down there for one reason, and one reason only, that's to win a football game.
I know defense has been so solid. Offense has been good. I think I'm sitting, and I don't know if this is the spot you vomited, Brock, in the one game, or if it is. Is it further down from here? I mean, you've had so many just gut-check games yourself where you've just rallied the troops and gone out there and win. But, you know, defense does set a tone, but I think it also kind of begets the offense. I don't know which one sets which one, but both teams, along with the special teams, play a major factor, and I think SU is going to be strong in all three phases, right?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. We, you know, special teams can be overlooked sometimes, and we definitely don't overlook special teams. You know, it's a very important part of every ball game. You know, field position can make or break a game, and you know, we're going to be ready to go. You know, in all three phases of the game, and you know, it takes a collective effort from each group, and you know, it's important to be able to work together and get it done as a team.
On your side of the ball, you're going to be able to run that ball and mix in, because, you know, we talked with Zach Brau earlier, there's going to have to be some kind of balance between the run and the pass, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you never want to be one-dimensional as an offense, and that's one thing that we've been continuing to strive toward the past couple years, and you know, it's going to be no different this year. You know, we want to keep the defense guessing, and you know, the more you can do that, the better you're going to be on offense.
Well, it's good to see you, Brock. Thanks for joining us on The Fan, and we'll, I'm sure, hopefully be talking to you down the and were you one of the factions that ate the grass from Frisco?
I wasn't.
You didn't eat the.
It could have been
turf.
Some of my linemen. They might have been hungry toward the end of that game.
I think you want that from your linemen, don't
right,
you?
Right.
That's good. He is Brock Jensen. Thanks, Brock.
Thanks a lot.